平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们这个礼拜的读经到阿盖书。
And our Bible reading schedule this week, we have been studying the book of Haggai.
那今天早上，我们一起来学习阿盖书的第一章。
And this morning we shall study, Haggai chapter 1.
我们先来看阿盖书的第一章。
Let's turn to Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章的第一节还是第二节？
Haggai chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
请读。
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, This people says, The time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
第三节。
Verse 3, And the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, It is time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins.
这个地方在讲神的话临到哈该先知。
So here it talks about how the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet.
然后要他告诉所罗巴伯跟约书亚。
And for him to tell Zerubbabel and Joshua.
那接下去就是神要传达的信息。
And next is followed by the message that the Lord would like to convey.
那所以我们看第四节。
So if you look at verse 4.
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房子吗？
You yourself to dwell in the paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins.
所以我们从第三节跟第四节可以看出来，第一个就是这个殿。
So from verses 3 and 4, we could see that the first point is about the temple.
第二个是你们。
And secondly is you.
第三个是信息的来源，就是天上的神。
And thirdly is the source of this message, which is the Heavenly Father.
所以我们就来想这三个有什么关系。
So let's talk about the connection between these three.
为什么神这么看重这个殿？
Why did the Lord place so much emphasis on this temple?
因为如果我们看第八节。
Because if we look at verse 8.
你们要上山取木料建造这个殿，我就得喜乐且得荣耀。
Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified.
那这是神说的。
So this is what said by God.
所以神说的是非常重要的。
So what is said by God is important.
如果建造这个殿，神就会喜乐，神就会得荣耀。
If by building this temple, the Lord will take pleasure in it and be glorified.
那倒过来讲如果这个殿荒凉神就不喜悦，因为神没有得到荣耀。
In other words, if this temple were to lie in the ruins, then the Lord will not be pleased and he will not be glorified.
那殿是从什么时候开始的？
So when does this temple begin?
就是以色列百姓在走旷野路。
When the Israelites were crossing the wilderness.
神就吩咐他们要造会幕。
The Lord told them to build the tabernacle.
那会幕的目的是什么？
So what was the purpose of the tabernacle?
就是神要借着会幕与他们同在。
That the Lord wanted to be with them, to dwell among them through the tabernacle.
那这个会幕后来到大卫王的时候
，and until the time of King David，
他自己造了很辉煌的王宫。
King David built a magnificent palace。
然后他看到神的会幕这么简陋
，and he saw that the tabernacle was not in a good shape。
那他就想要为神建殿
，so he wanted to build a temple for the Lord。
但是神没有允许他。
But the Lord did not allow him to do so.
所以他预备很多的材料。
So he prepared all the materials.
然后他的孩子所罗门就把殿建好。
And his son Solomon instead built the temple.
那这个圣殿建好的时候跟会幕建好的时候发生同一件事情。
So when the tabernacle was built and when the temple was built, a similar occurrence happened.
我们来看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记的最后一章。
The final chapter of Exodus.
出埃及记的最后一章。
The final chapter of Exodus.
33节跟34节。
So Exodus chapter 40, verse 33 and 34. And he raised up the court all around and tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work.
34,
then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of God filled the tabernacle. 35, and Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting, because the cloud rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
这里讲了会幕盖好的时候，神的荣光充满着帐幕。
So here it says, when the tabernacle was completed, the glory of the Lord filled the entire tabernacle.
35节, 连摩西也不能进去，为什么？神的荣光充满帐幕。
And even Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle because the glory of the Lord has filled the tabernacle.
神的荣光充满帐幕就是神充满帐幕，因为神充满着荣耀。
So if the glory of the Lord fills the tabernacle, it means the Lord fills the tabernacle because God is glory.
所以在旧约时代，神住在两个地方。
So in the Old Testament, the Lord dwelt in two places.
第一个，神住在众人不能够靠近的光里面。
First, in the light that human couldn't draw near to.
那个就是天国。
That's the heavens.
第二个，神就住在会幕里面。
And secondly, the Lord dwells in the tabernacle.
与以色列百姓同在。
With the Israelites.
那这个会幕到底有多重要呢？
So how important was this tabernacle?
我们看以色列百姓在安营，他是怎么做的。
So let's look at what did the Israelites do when they were resting at the campsite.
民数记。
Let's turn to Numbers.
第二章。
Numbers chapter 2.
民数记第二章。
Numbers chapter 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblems of his father's house, and they shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting.
这个第二节在讲安营的时候，要对着会幕的四围安营，就是会幕之中间那十二个支派围着会幕在安营。So
at that time, the Israelites will camp around the 12 tribes will camp around the emblems of their father's house.
这个会幕就是神降临、神同在的地方，所以他们的生活，旷野的生活就是以神为中心的。
So because the Lord dwells in the tabernacle, that's why their lives was the center of their lives was God.
那今天我们受洗以后，就是天国路的开始。
So today after we receive water baptism, it's the beginning of our heavenly journey.
到我们离世那一天，我们就进到神应许的天国。
Until the day that we depart from this world, we will enter into the heavenly kingdom as promised by the Lord.
这一段旅程。 神就是借着会幕跟我们同在。
So through this entire journey, the Lord be with us through this tabernacle.
那个会幕在新约时代就是教会。
And this tabernacle in the New Testament is our church.
所以教会非常重要。
So the church is indeed important.
就是旧约时代的会幕。
It's equivalent to the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
那神在他们中间，他们的生活以神为中心，到底给他们有什么好处？
So what are the advantages and the benefits of having the Lord as the center of their lives?
好，我们现在看《申命记》的第二章。Let's
turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
《申命记》的第二章。Deuteronomy
chapter
2. 第二章的第七节。
Verse 7, For the Lord your God has blessed you in all your work of your hand. He knows you trudging through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you, you have lacked nothing.
好，这个第七节讲，你走这个大旷野，神都知道。
So he says here that the Lord knows that we have been trudging through the great wilderness.
这个神知道是什么意思？
So what does it mean by the Lord knows?
神知道旷野。 是很难走的。
The Lord knows how difficult this journey was.
神知道他们在旷野不种也不收。
He knows that they didn't sow or reap.
好，那我们现在看，再看下面。
And then let's study the lower portion.
好，你走大而狂，他都知道。这四十年，神常与你同在，故此你一无所缺。
These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
好，我们想到一无所缺，应该是在迦南地。
So if we think of lacking nothing, we will think about the land of Canaan.
因为迦南地是牛奶与蜜的地方。
Because the land of Canaan is land of milk and honey.
那在旷野什么都没有，怎么会一无所缺？
But whereas in the wilderness, there is nothing in the wilderness. How is it that they could lack nothing?
就是神跟他们同在啊。
That shows that's the abidance of the Lord with them.
啊，肚子饿怎么办？
What did they do when they were hungry?
神赐玛拿给他们吃。
The Lord has granted them with manna.
啊，口渴了怎么办？
And when they were thirsty,
从磐石流水。
They drank water from the rock.
所以每一天都有新的恩典。
So every day they received new grace.
所以看起来一无所有。
So it seemed as though they had nothing.
但是其实样样都有。
But in fact they had everything.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的生活是以会幕为中心，
because,
是神同在的生活。
Because the center of their life was the tabernacle and is a life that has the abidance of the Lord.
今天如果我们往前看，我们的生活真的很多的忧虑。
So today, if we look forward, we have many worries in our lives.
世界的情况越来越不好。
The situations in the world is getting worse.
但是我们到底要怎么办？
But what should we do?
最重要要有神同在。
Most importantly, we need the abidance of the Lord.
如果有神同在，
if we have His abidance,
虽然我们像一无所有，到最后样样都有。
It seems as though we have nothing, but in actual fact, we have everything.
这是旧约时代神的选民的体验。
So this was the experience of the chosen ones in the Old Testament.
这个也是新约时代神对他的选民的应许。
And this is also the promise of the Lord to His promised one in the New Testament.
所以有时候我们发现头脑一大堆忧虑。
So sometimes we realize that there are so many worries in our heads.
但是只有一个我们没有忧虑。
But there's only one thing that we do not worry about.
我们没有去忧虑神有没有跟我同在。
We do not worry whether or not the Lord is with us.
其实应该是倒过来。
But it should be the other way around.
我们要很在乎神有没有跟我同在。
We should play a lot of emphasis on whether or not the Lord is with us.
那这么多的忧虑，我只要尽我的本分，就交托给神。
And so many worries, but as long as we do our part, we surrender the rest to the Lord.
神同在就一无所缺。
To have the abidance of the Lord, we will lack nothing.
那这个会幕到新约时代就是教会。
So this tabernacle in the Old Testament is equivalent to the temple, the house of worship in the New Testament.
所以重建会幕，今天就是讲重建我们的教会。
So to rebuild the tabernacle is equivalent to rebuilding the church today.
好，我们先来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章的二十二节跟二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这个二十三节讲教会是他的身体。
In verse 23, it says, the church is his body.
这个他就是主耶稣。
And this his is referring to the Lord Jesus.
22节，主耶稣就是头。
And in verse 22, the Lord Jesus is the head.
那为什么教会这么重要？
So why is the church so important?
下面，教会是充满万有者所充满的。
Because the church is of the fullness of him who fills all in it.
那充满万有者是谁？
So this fullness of him, who does it refer to?
就是天上的神。
It's the heavenly God.
天上的神就借着教会他的身体跟我们同在。
So the heavenly father dwells among us through the church.
所以我们今天我们的生活要学习以色列百姓在旷野要以教会为中心。
So today we ought to learn from the Israelites in the wilderness to make the Lord as the center to make the church as the center of our lives.
我们在想一个人从结婚到生孩子这个对一个人改变很大。
So let's ponder about a life of a person from when they got married until they had children, there's a drastic change.
一个人还没有结婚很自由。
Before they got married, they have all the freedom in the world.
但是结了婚，两个变成一个人，一体。
Once this person gets married, two becomes one.
你就失去了一些自由，你还考虑到另外一个人。
And this person were to lose some freedom because he has to consider about the other person.
如果我们要婚姻好，我们常常要调整自己，让对方得到喜悦。
And if we want a healthy marriage, we often need to adjust our mindset and our doings so we could please the other party.
好，那生了孩子以后，
and after having children,
又不一样。
It's even more different.
生了孩子以后，就以孩子为中心。
The children will be the center of their lives.
如果我们真的爱孩子，
if you really love your children,
我们在考虑每一件事情都以小孩子为中心。
No, you place your child as the main consideration.
第一个你在考虑工作。
When you're considering about your job,
你有了孩子，两个都有全时间的工作，这可能对孩子不好。
So it might not be very good to the kid if both parents work full-time jobs.
所以可能有一个全职，有一个就是时间比较有弹性。
So maybe one will take up a full-time job and the other one will choose a job that has more flexibility.
那这样收入就减少了。
And then your income will be lessened.
那为什么也愿意这样做？因为你爱孩子嘛。
But why are you willing to do this? Because you, it's all because of your love for your child.
再来买房子。
And then to buy a house.
要买房子就想到将来小孩子的教育。
And then when you want to purchase a house, you think about the children's education.
那一般学区好的房价比较高。
In general, an area with a good, that has a good school district, the housing price will be higher.
那房价比较高，就是你要更努力去工作，你才有办法。
And if the houses are more expensive, then you have to work harder to earn more money.
那父母也很愿意这样去做啊。
And the parents are willing to do so.
原因就是你爱你的孩子。
That's all out of love for your child.
那我们用这个来想信仰对我们的改变。
So if you think of this, about the changes that our faith has done to us.
为什么很多人他不信神？
Why don't a lot of people believe in the Lord?
因为我不信神，我什么都可以做。
Because without believing in the Lord, they feel like they could do everything.
那我们受洗的时候，我们跟神就好像进入婚约里面。
But once you get baptized, it's likened to you enter into a marital relationship with God.
我要调整我自己，让神得到高兴。
You have to make certain adjustments so you can be pleasing to the Lord.
就有很多事情你要做。
So there are a lot of things that you need to do.
有很多事情你不能做。
There are a lot of things that you can't do.
那这样我们跟神的关系才会好。
Only then our relationship with God will be good.
那我们现在加入了教会。
So now that we have entered into the church.
教会不是社团啊。
The church is not an organization.
教会是主耶稣的身体。
The church is the body of the Lord.
神就在我们当中。
God is among us.
当我们奉主耶稣命聚会，主耶稣就在我们当中。
When we conduct the service in the name of the Lord is with us.
所以如果我们是真的很爱神。
So if we truly love God,
我们做什么事情都会以教会为中心来考虑。
No matter what we do, we often place the church as the center of our consideration.
那我们现在看教会是什么。
So let's study what is the church.
使徒行传的二十章。
Let's turn to Acts the Apostle chapter 20.
使徒行传的二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十章的二十八节。
Verse 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and all the flock among the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, the shepherd of the church of God, and he purchased with his own blood.
这里讲神的教会就是他用自己宝血所买来的。
So here it says that the church of God is one which he purchased with his own blood.
教会不是建筑物，建筑物是会堂。
So the church is not a building, it's just the building itself that is a structure.
那教会是坐在会堂里面聚会这一群人。
The church is the congregation that is seated to worship him.
但是这一群人是主耶稣宝血买来的。
But this group of people is one that is purchased through his blood.
所以教会这个字就是一群人被选召出来的意思。
So,The church represents a congregation that has been chosen.
所以在旧约时代选民就是被神选召的。
So in the Old Testament, the chosen ones were the ones that were chosen by the Lord.
所以他是不列在万民当中的民。
So they were not listed among the people on earth.
他是独居之民。
They were the ones that are selected.
他们是尊贵，是属神的。
They were noble and they belong to the Lord.
那新约时代被神选召的是谁？
And in the New Testament, who are the ones who are chosen by the Lord?
就是主耶稣用宝血买来的。
Are the ones who have been bought by the blood of the Lord.
什么时候买？
So when did he purchase us?
在洗礼的时候。
During the water baptism.
所以在洗礼的时候，主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪，从魔鬼的手下买出来，归进到爱子的国度里面。
So during the water baptism, the Lord cleansed our sins with His blood and redeemed us from the Satan, so that we will enter into His heavenly kingdom.
所以我们受洗之后我们就是属于主耶稣的。
So after receiving water baptism, we belong to the Lord.
好，那我们现在回来看哈该书的第一章。
Now let's turn back to Book of Haggai, chapter 1.
哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书的第一章第四节。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 4.
这个殿荒凉，你们还你们自己还住天花板的房子吗？
Is it time for you to dwell yourselves in paneled houses and this temple to lie in ruins?
然后我们再看第九节。
And then let's refer to verse 9.
你们盼望多，所得的却少，你们收到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋。
Verse 9, you looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you bought it home, you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because my house that is in the ruins, while every one of you runs your own home.
有时候我们常常会有一个想法。
So sometimes we often have this thinking.
等我努力把工作做好稳定了，我再来想想我能够为教会做什么。
After I get more stability in my career, then I'll ponder about what I could do for the church.
这想起来好像对，也好像不太对。
It seems like this thinking is right, but at the same time, it feels kind of wrong.
所以我们看哈该先知那个世代。
So if you look at the era of Prophet Haggai.
这里说你们要审查你们的行为。
It says here you should self-examine yourselves.
这个行为啊，就是说你怎么去生活。
So it's the way you lead your lives.
那以色列百姓怎么去生活？
So how did the Israelites live their lives?
他们建殿遇到困难。
They encounter some difficulties when they were building the temple.
那遇到困难怎么办？
And what did they do?
自己就回家去过自己的生活。
They left for their homes and then they continued on with their own lives.
所以生活过得很舒服，但是圣殿荒凉。
So they lived a comfortable life, but the temple is in the ruins.
所以神就不喜悦啊。
So this was unpleasing to the Lord.
因为这个神的殿是神立名的居所。
Because this house of the temple of the Lord is where He established His name.
这个教会是神立名的居所。
And this church is where the Lord established His name, and He wanted to dwell in it.
如果教会兴盛，神就得荣耀。
If the church prospers, God will be glorified.
那神就喜乐。
And He will be pleasing.
那人就会蒙福。
He will be pleased and we will be blessed.
所以我们从第九节也可以看出来我们人有两种的生活方式。
And through verse 9, you could see that there are two ways of lives.
我们先来看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的十五节
Verse 15 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15 And he died for all And those who live Should live no longer for themselves But for him who died for them And rose again
这个十五节告诉讲有两种生活方式一个是为自己活
So in verse 15 It talks about two types of lives One is that you live for yourselves
这个是每一个人都这样都是为自己活
So all of us live for ourselves.
努力赚钱。
We work hard.
收入高一点。
To earn more money.
生活舒服一点。
So that we can live a more comfortable life.
更好的假期。
To have a more vacation.
传更多钱传给子孙，不是每个人都这样吗？
And so that we could pass down more money for our children.
好，那下面一个叫做为死而复活，为神活。
And the other type of life is that which you live and die for the Lord.
这是一个很大的改变。
This is a big change.
很大的改变需要有很大的原因。
And a very big change requires a big reason.
不然啊，人很难脱离整个社会文化的这个捆绑。
Or else it's hard to depart from the bondage of this entire society.
那这个很大的转变的动机是什么？
So what's the motivation behind this big change?
就是前面这一节。
It's the verse before this.
14节。
14。
基督的爱激励我们。
For the love of Christ compels us.
一个人替众人，众人都做死了。
Because we judge thus, and if one died for all, then all died.
所以神的爱啊，好像死一样强。
So the love of God is as strong as death.
如果神的爱充满在我们里面
，If the love of God fills us,
我们对神的爱会像死一样强。
Our love towards the Lord will be as strong as death.
那这样一个人要从为自己活变成为神活，真的是不困难。
So it's indeed not difficult for us to change our lives from living to ourselves to living for God.
因为爱的力量太大了。
Because the power of love is too great.
所以我们回来看哈该书的第一章。
So let's turn back to book of Haggai chapter 1.
第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
我的荒凉，殿荒凉，你们却顾自己的房屋。
Because my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs your own home.
以现在来讲，就是教会圣工没有兴旺，我们整个注意力都是注意在自己的生活的追求。
So sometimes, even though the gospel work, the church work, holy work does not prosper, because our emphasis is all on our personal lives.
那有时候因为这个样子，我们生活缺乏神的恩典。
And because of this, our lives lack the grace of God.
因为神不喜悦。
Because we are not favored by the Lord.
那我们就来看神不喜悦的表现是什么。
So what are the manifestations that the Lord that we're not pleasing the Lord?
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
请。
You have sown much and bring in little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourself but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes.
这个第六节不是说当时的世代人没有努力，他是很努力的。
So through verse 6, we know that the people in that era were working hard.
但是努力要加上神的祝福一个人才能够享受他努力的结果。
But diligence requires the blessings of the Lord in order for someone to enjoy the fruits of their labor.
如果努力，神没有祝福，就变成这样了。撒的种很多，收的很少。
If you work hard but you do not have the blessings of the Lord, then this is your conclusion. So much but bring in little.
所以就变成吃不饱。
So whatever you eat, but you're never filled.
生活好像很缺乏什么东西。
It seems as though you're lacking in life.
不是没有努力但是好像生活缺乏什么，得不到满足。
It's not that you're not diligent, but it seems as though you are you cannot gain satisfaction in life.
那第六节。
In verse 6.
然后你赚了钱就放在破漏的囊中。
You earn wages, but the earned wages are put in a bag with holes.
那这个破漏的囊中就是你赚钱下去有一个洞把钱漏掉了。
So with a bag, with the holes in the bag, your money will leak out.
一下生病，一下车祸，一下这个，一下那个，到最后赚了钱很多，但是为什么没有存钱呢？
We cannot save any money because sometimes we fall sick or sometimes we meet with an accident and other tragedies might happen.
如果没有神的祝福，没有神的保守，努力不一定等于是丰收。
Without the perseverance and the blessings of God, sometimes we cannot enjoy the labor, the fruits of our labor.
好，那我们一般人的常理就讲，那如果是这样就要更努力。
So, according to our basic human logic, then we ought to tell ourselves, then we have to work even harder.
因为这样努力还不够所以要更努力。
Because it's not enough to be only this hardworking, we have to work even harder.
但是神的答案不是这样。
But this is not the Lord's answer.
你要有神同在，神喜悦，神祝福。
You need the abidance, the favor, and the blessings of the Lord.
那你的努力就会有结果。
Only then you will enjoy the fruits of your labor.
那如果要神同在，很重要就是神的居所。
And it's important to have the abidance of the Lord through the dwellings.
就是教会。
And God's dwelling place is the church.
我们要以教会为中心。
We have to place the church as the center of our lives.
我们在找工作。
When we're looking for jobs,
一定要想我这个工作会不会影响我的侍奉。
We have to ponder if this job will affect the holy work that we do.
我们在搬家，一定要想我住在这个地方会不会影响我的侍奉。
When we're moving houses, we have to consider if this location will affect our holy work.
甚至我们在做结婚的决定，一定要想我的结婚会不会影响我的侍奉。
And when we're considering matters of getting into a marriage, we have to consider if this will affect our holy work.
所以当每一个决定都在考虑会不会影响我对教会的侍奉，神就在我们当中了。
So when all your considerations revolve around the church, then God will be dwelling among us.
那我们的一生就看起来一无所有，但是到最后你的结论什么都有。
So our whole life will seem as though we have nothing, but in actual fact, we have everything.
为什么？
Why?
因为神祝福我们。
Because the Lord blesses us.
好，那要让圣殿盖起来，那要怎么办？
So, what can we do to build the church?
我们现在来看哈该书第一章。
Now let's turn to Haggai chapter 1.
第一章的第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
请读。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways, go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
这个地方讲你们要上山取木料来建造这个殿。
So here it says, go up to the mountains and bring woods and build the temple.
那这样我就喜乐，我就得荣耀。
That I may take pleasure in it and be glorified.
上山取木料，你要建殿啊，要有材料啊。
You go up to the mountains and bring woods because you need the materials to build the temple.
那个材料从哪里？从山上来的。
And where does the material come from? It's from the mountains.
所以你要花时间，要下功夫，要上山去取木料。
So it takes up time for you to go up to the mountains to get the materials.
然后把它带到这个殿来，然后把它盖好。
And then you build the materials back to the temple and build the temple.
那现在问题是山是什么？
So now the question is, what is this mountain?
以属灵来讲山也是指着神的殿。
And in the spiritual interpretation, the mountains is the holy temple of the Lord.
那这个木料就是建设教会的材料。
And this material is what you need to build the church.
那这个建设教会最重要的材料是什么？
So what is the most important material to build a church?
就是真理。
It's the truth.
所以我们要努力来追求真理。
So we have to be diligent in pursuing the truth.
然后用真理来建造我们的信仰。
And to use the truth to build our faith.
教会的事工很多。
There are a lot of holy work in church.
但是到最后归结只有两点。
But at the end of the day, it comes down to two points.
第一个就是宣道工作。
Firstly, the work of evangelism.
怎么带慕道朋友来慕道？
How to bring truth seekers to the church.
怎么带领他们能够受洗归入主的名下？
How to guide and bring them so that they could receive water baptism and belong to the church.
那第二个就是建造那已经信主的人他的信仰。
And secondly is to build up the faith of the existing church members.
从他原来那个我要怎么改变到他可以把主耶稣的形象表现出来。
From the original me, how could they start manifesting the image of the Lord?
所以如果我们的人数一直在增加，
So if we have an increase in the number of members,
那我们每一个人越来越有主耶稣的样式，
And if all of us carries the image of the Lord,
那这个殿就越来盖得越来越好。
So we will be building up this point better and better.
那神的同在，神的荣耀就越来越多。
And the abundance and the glory of the Lord will increase.
所以教会里面其他的工作，总务的工作，财务的工作，其他的工作都是在支援这两个圣工。
So all the other offices in the council, which includes the general affairs and the finances, financial, they're all bringing in support for these two departments.
所以教会的重点是人，不是事情。
So the emphasis of the church is the members, but not matters.
Yeah. 那这一群人怎么让他得救？
So how could we allowed, how could we make this group of people be saved?
这一群人怎么让他成长？
How can we make them grow?
所有的事情就是为着这两个目标。
All matters are focused on these two objectives.
那当我们才提到宣跟牧的时候，你就离不开真理。
So when we talk about pastoral and evangelism, we cannot depart from the truth.
我祷告，我得圣灵，我可以洗礼，真的是这么简单吗？
Is it so easy that you pray and you receive the Holy Spirit and you can get water baptism?
以前的社会比较单纯。
The society in the past was more simple.
今天得圣灵，明天就洗礼了。
If you receive the Holy Spirit today, you get baptized tomorrow.
但是现在社会好复杂。
But now the society is complicated.
现在人的私生活跟圣经对照差太多了。
The private lives of the people are drastically contradicting with the Bible.
所以一个人要洗礼，第一个他要了解他在信什么。
So before a person receives water baptism, they have to understand what they're believing.
第二个，私生活要怎么改变？
Secondly, what kind of changes can they make to their private lives?
改变跟圣经一样。
To change their lives to be in coherent with the Bible.
这个需要真理的教导。
This requires the teachings in the Bible.
那一个人完全了解信仰的根基跟信仰生活，圣经的要求是什么？
So, what is the requirement for someone to completely understand the truth?
那要不要洗礼？你做决定。
So it's up to you to decide whether you want to believe, you want to receive water baptism.
所以现在这个时代，一个人要信仰信到最后，要很大的决心。那决心之前要明白道理。
And it requires a lot of resolute and for an understanding of the Bible before you could lead your spiritual life until the end of your life.
所以我们现在怎么帮助教会建立信仰呢？
So today, how do we help the church to build faith?
就是慕道朋友来。
When truth seekers come to the church,
我们懂得道理。
We must know the truth.
我们知道用道理来引导他。
We guide them through the truth.
本来是无神的，引导他相信有神。
They were atheists in the past, but now they believe in the Lord.
有神的来引导他相信耶稣。
And for those who believe in God, now they want to believe in. You have to lead them to believe in Jesus.
那已经相信耶稣的基督徒引导他到真耶稣，再来信耶稣。
And for those who already believe in Jesus, we have to bring them to the true Jesus Church.
那这个需要有真理。
And all these require truth.
所以要上山取木料。
So we have to go up to the mountains and get the wood.
我们要装备自己有真理，才能够带领慕道者建立他的信仰。
To equip ourselves with the truth, only then we could help the truth seekers to establish their own faith.
所以我们每一个人要帮助教会的圣工成长。
So all every one of us need to help the growth of the church.
除了这些总务事务性的工作之外。
Besides the work of the general affairs,
每一个人在真理要装备自己，这样来盖这个殿。
Every one of us need to equip ourselves so that we can equip this temple.
那第二个就是牧养工作。
And secondly is the work of pastoral.
我们教会里面有的人信仰是走在边缘的。
In church, some of our church members' faith is at the edge.
那这个走在边缘的人需要有人把他带回来。
So for those who are walking at the edge, they need someone to bring them back.
所以圣经说压伤的芦苇神不折断。
So the bruised reed will not be torn.
然后江残的灯火神不把它吹灭。
And the
将要灭掉的灯啊神不把它吹灭。
And the lamp that is going out, it will not be blown out.
这个表示神很灵敏他那个已经受伤了快要断掉了，已经快要灭掉这些信仰，神还是希望把它带回来。
God has mercy, and God wants to bring these people back.
那谁要带回来？
So who wants to bring them
back? 就是我们每一个人
It's every one of us.
我们要用信仰去建造他们的信仰。
So we want
to用神的话去建造他们的信仰。
We want to use God's words to build up their faith.
恩典得很多不等于信仰有根基。
There are a lot of grace, but that doesn't mean that your faith has a foundation.
约伯全家都活在神的恩典中。
The entire family of Job lives in the grace of God.
但真的他信仰有根基吗？
But did they have a foundation in their faith?
等到考验一来。
When the trials came,
约伯的太太说，你拜神拜到这样，你弃掉神死掉算了。
Job's wife asked him, why do you believe in the Lord to this extent? You might as well just die.
但是约伯认识神。
But Job understands.
神的名是应当称颂的。
He said that the name of the Lord should be praised.
他持守信仰的纯正。
He held on to the truth of the faith.
在末世主耶稣再来之前。
In the end of days, before the coming of Jesus.
如果启示录读一读哦，日子会越来越困难。
If we read the book of Revelation, we'll see that the days will get harder and harder.
能够让我们站立得稳的是我们对真理的认识。
What enables us to be steadfast is our understanding, our knowledge of the truth.
所以主耶稣说，听见我的话就去行的人，他好像房子盖在磐石上。
That's why the Bible says, for those who carry out my words, it's likened to houses being built on the rock.
这个就是经得起考验了。
This could overcome the test and trials and tribulations.
所以我们看到一个人信仰走在边缘。
So if we see that someone's faith is at the edge,
一定有什么原因让他今天会变成这个样子。
There should be some reason behind this.
那我们要建造殿就是要跟他做朋友，花时间渐渐用真理来教导。
So we want to build the temple, we want to draw close to them and bring them back and use the truth to establish their faith.
重新建立这个信仰。
To rebuild their faith.
那他就会再回头。
Then they will return.
所以我们每一个人要这个殿能够建完，就是要上山取木料。
So every one of us, if we want to complete this, building this temple, we have to go up to the mountains to take woods.
从神领受真理。
Get the truth from the Lord.
当然还有其他的恩赐。
Of course, there are other wisdoms.
那我们每一个人贡献我们的力量。
If all of us contribute our strength,
然后努力祷告。
And we are diligent in our prayers,
我们的教会会越来越完全。
Our church will be more and more complete.
那这样神会得荣耀。
And then God will be glorified.
神会得喜乐。
God will be pleased.
我们每一个人会得恩典。
All of us will receive blessings.
那这样不是很好吗？
Isn't this good?
所以让我们一起来调整。
So let us all adjust ourselves.
我们的生活要以教会为中心。
Our lives should revolve around the church.
让我们上山取木料。
Let us go to the mountains and take woods.
来建设神的殿。
To build the temple of God.
上山。